producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good is marching against evil, but evil is multiplying and taking over the world. But that's all part of the test and part of this life. I admire the LaVoy gentleman that went out there. He was one of the better people out there. The Bundys are good, too. They just aren't sophisticated when it comes to psyops. And even Tosh Plumlee telling them exactly what they're being set up, what's happening. 21 days ago, he was on the phone with them. He talks to them. They just won't even listen to him. I don't want to go back into that. I just am so sick of it. I mean, we know how to beat the globalists, and people just would not be suckered into things. And nobody's perfect, but excuse me, I'm digressing. Getting back to Hillary Clinton, Joel Scales, and getting back to what's happening geopolitically and with what's going on with Trump, I mean, they're just combining forces against him, and I just can't believe that Donald Trump really is anti-establishment, really is waking up to what's happening, really is understanding what's going on, and a lot of it's because one of his top campaign people, shadow campaign people, but really one of the head people, Stone, is a big longtime listener and you know JFK writer, but also has been involved in a bunch of clandestine operations, obviously. I think it's people in the system, even you could say from dark side, that are getting behind Trump because they see where this is going. I mean, there's a lot of people that have had their butts on the fence is what I'm saying. And I see a lot of people in the system now realizing this new world order is bad news.
Well, it's true. Let me give you a review, though, of my big picture view of what they're trying to do with this election and how it's gone awry. First of all, they didn't really set Hillary Clinton up to win the election. They wanted to give us a controlled Republican. Donald Trump stymied that. He is continuing to do so no matter how much they try to take him down. The establishment people, except for Rubio, just aren't making the grade and just aren't rising at all. And so now what they're looking at is, all right, if Trump does get the nomination, despite all our efforts, despite a controlled convention, if we can't stop Trump, we're going to have to win with a Democrat then. And Hillary is really seriously flawed. And so they're now debating, how do we dump Hillary, you know, and still keep her in the ballpark? Do we let Sanders take on Trump? I don't think Sanders could beat Trump. Do we let Biden come in? I don't think Biden could beat Trump. So they've got a real problem.
So this is one of the biggest political crises for the Proud House boys since they took the country over in 1913.
Absolutely. They have never come up against this since Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was a self-entered candidate that they had to defeat by eliminating some 10 million votes at the final election count.
Did they threaten him not to run because he could have probably won this time?
That's right. He could have. There were some threats, very subtle things. But, you know, you don't have to threaten very hard with someone like Mitt Romney who's bending over backwards to please the establishment. It takes some very mild things. You don't want to go there. But clearly he's not coming in. That's why I say watch out. The establishment isn't ready yet to stop throwing in more dark horses to compete against Trump. That's why I'm warning about Ben Sasse as the latest dark horse. But this has clearly got the establishment people in a real difficulty. They're holding meetings night and day. About
Trump is ultra smart. I mean, he knows that there's a good chance they're going to kill him. I mean, he's got to know that.
Well, they can't do that, obviously. You know, I just don't think that's on the table right now. It might be if he got elected, they'd run an assassination.
Yeah, they shot Reagan.
That's right. Exactly. And they will do that to keep their agenda if he gets elected. But they still aren't out of ammunition yet. You watch for this manipulation as we go down through the primary system.
Could Donald Trump, if he got elected, be the next Ronald Reagan?
I don't think so, frankly, because Ronald Reagan was an ideological conservative. He did his own writing. He did his own speech writing. He had written things conservatively clear back before he was governor of California. Donald Trump doesn't have any of that background. Donald Trump, I think, has a good gut feeling for what's going on and the establishment and fighting against it, but he just doesn't have the background to not be fooled in the heat of battle if he gets surrounds himself with some problematic advisors. If he got good advisors, I think he could.
Well, I want to come have you back in the next week or so and say, how would you advise Donald Trump? And I got a sneaking suspicion he'll end up watching it. We'll be right back. Thank you, Joel Skousen.
Thank you, Alex.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others. At 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar, we're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's 4 hours of The Alex Jones Show, and generally, most days, the fourth hour, one of our amazing research news anchors and hosts, Kari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and many others, David Knight, ends up hosting the fourth hour. And then, of course, we've also got the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, that I or David Knight host. But generally, I end up hosting about 3.5 hours a day. Then we also have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then tomorrow night, it'll be 4 or 5 hours long. Since David Knight is going out to the boondocks there in Oregon to cover the ongoing Waco-style standoff now after one's been killed, executed style, it looks like, out on the road last night. So we're sending David Knight and Joe Biggs this evening out there so they can report tomorrow. Hopefully this gets resolved. So whether it's an ongoing crisis or it's resolved, we'll report on the aftermath and investigate the killing of Mr. Lavoie. Got his hands up in front of 6 witnesses, and they reportedly executed him, and then had the news announce it was a shootout. But then now they admit it wasn't a shootout. So just really disgusting. But that said, ladies and gentlemen, then we're going to hand the baton to Jakari and Leanne McAdoo. Rome covers up nude statues in museum for Iran president. You see the censorship? That's just the type of stuff that's going on in the West, where we're just supposed to get rid of all of our art, our symbols, everything. They tell women, don't wear short skirts. You know, the Muslims are allowed to rape you. I mean, this is political correctness. This is the left. These are not leftists. And in the modern sense, they're just mind control scum. Doomsday clock, world. Now this is so important. Doomsday clock, world more dangerous than during Cold War. That is the Hill newspaper. And I hope Jakari and Leanne talk about that some, because it's a big deal. The world is as close to destruction as it has been in 20 years. A group of scientific leaders, policy experts, and former officials warned Tuesday. The bulletin of the atomic scientists chose to keep its so-called doomsday clock at 3 minutes to midnight this year, but said the lack of tick forward shouldn't be taken as a good sign. And then they just go on to say it's probably the highest it's ever been, certainly in the last 20 years of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I think it's more dangerous. Continuing, Fed rate meeting, global stock market volatility puts U.S. Central Bank on the hot seat. Stock market continually going down. Continuing, France declares permanent police state of emergency because the radical Muslims they brought in are targeting nationalist patriots, conservatives, and Christians, arresting them en masse for speech. Sweden army chief warns of World War III inside Europe within a few years. Yeah. France's highways descend into chaos and lawlessness as his third world populations from Eastern Europe and North Africa, Middle East, just are crawling around everywhere. We've shown you the footage of just the carjackings, the robbing, the pulling, and the police won't even arrest people. It's just like, you're allowed to. They're even allowed to rape in many areas. It's come out, they have an agreement the police won't prosecute. I mean, just, whoa. I mean, you talk about psycho evil, that's the left. And the so-called conservative parties they work with. We covered this big time yesterday. Senator Warren's martial law bill introduced to set up worldwide martial law powers. And it's introduced by the majority leader of the Senate. And still, I Googled it this morning. In fact, do it again. Is there any news on this in the news tab? I mean, has any media picked this up other than alternative media? That tells you everything you need to know. I mean, that is sensationally bad. I can't even believe it. Report, DHS incapable of accurately reporting visa overstays. Of course, they fly the illegals in on jets and grab them in on buses and give them free vouchers. You only get checked basically if you're a citizen now, folks, because you're known as a chump by the occupying enemy army. Bringing in foreigners to get us all fighting with each other. Backdoor gun control is one of the most horrible draconian actions. We knew it was coming, but not just when you go to the psychologist or psychiatrist. Now when you go to a doctor's visit, the feds want it to be under Obama. They're doing it basically in many areas where they make you fill out a questionnaire or ask you questions. You feeling anxious? Get depressed? Get angry ever? Oh, that's it. Your guns are gone. That's a Kit Daniels article. State police already confiscated veterans' guns over insomnia. Or the guy that had his guns confiscated because he said he drank 4 beers a day. No judge, no jury. You want a police state, you got it. That's why Homeland Security is approaching every physician I basically talk to, and a lot of them get excited, get their little tattletale card and everything, and some of them even get money. And so they're actually working for the feds covertly as an intelligence operative. That's not creepy at all. And then they're there to get your guns and set you up. Now, a lot of them aren't traitors, but because they're more informed and educated and usually are entrepreneurial. But, man, I tell you, we are going authoritarian in royal flush. I mean, it is sick. U.S. destabilized Europe. Austrian record-holding athlete lashes out. Absolutely, that's the plan. 60% of refugees heading to Europe are economic migrants, EU official. Feminized males will allow Muslims to conquer Europe. Absolutely, they love it. They love to get beat up while their girlfriend gets drug off and gang raped and then hood put on her head and the police just hail it. They just, oh, they love it. It's just a symbol of conquering Europe by the state that hates its slaves, hates its minions, and just wants to slap them around because there's nothing they won't put up with, nothing they don't love, no amount of humiliation they don't want. Top Bilderberg, global super elite must stop Donald Trump. Infowars.com, very important article. Hillary Clinton drops low 50% nationally, even in stage polls. Clintonista complains to Twitter that co-founder that Hillary mocking hashtag is pure misogyny, wants banning Hillary to be done. Lena Dunham, some trendy actress, wants to tell the media what they can write about Hillary. I mean, these people are just flaming, out of control, gibbering nobody, ugly, dumb tyrants. But doesn't matter. We fall and worship them and do whatever they say, rolling over on our backs like a puppy, just in total fear, because we love it. We love it. Just, land of the cowards, home of the slaves, land of the idiots, just groveling, loving every minute of it. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. No, really, there's a certain percentage that's like that. A big percentage, though, really, really hates the government. CBS News poll, the government is just hated more than organized crime, because it is organized crime, at the top. Maine Governor Paul LePage, bring back the guillotine for drug traffickers. Oh, like the CIA and all big banks that publicly run it all. I just love these anti-drug people. You know, I mean, everybody knows who brings the drugs in. They want to keep it illegal to keep the prices up. Give me a break. City demands firearms applicants write essay explaining the need for a gun, and they, of course, refuse most of them. But nobody wants your guns, folks. Monsanto sues to block listing of herbicide ingredient as a carcinogen. On and on and on. I'm going to hand the baton to Jakari and Leanne now. But before I do that, I wanted to just remind everybody one more time today that we're running the biggest special ever on DNA Force. DNA Force, 25% off, and you get free shipping on orders of $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase makes all of this transmission possible. Let me tell you about DNA Force. For a limited time, get our flagship nutraceutical DNA Force for 25% off at InfoWarsLive.com while supplies last. It'll run out by next week at current sales rates. This is our most advanced product in the InfoWars Life line. We did extensive research to design this formulation for maximum impact. It includes patented ingredients that are lab quality. These ingredients are difficult to source. BioPQQ. DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies by major respected researchers. We have those at InfoWarsStore.com. The amazing compound is known to influence nerve growth and regeneration, just to say a few things. It is known to support the powerhouse of the cell, the mitochondria. They are the source of energy in our bodies. CoQ10 is known for one of the most powerful antioxidants that protects your cells from free radicals. CoQ10 is essentially the basic cell function of many primary building blocks of life. Levels in the body decrease dramatically with age above 40. There are only two of the more than nine powerful ingredients in DNA Force, including digestive enzymes, trans-resveratrol, the highest quality, and many others that work in concert to promote better health, more energy, and even regrow damaged or atrophied nerves. There is, we can actually say that about this product because it's nutraceutical. It's, you buy it from big Japanese pharma. I mean, it's the real deal. And slash the price of it. That's why we're so aggressive and capitalistic. They might send other nutraceutical companies after me if we keep doing this, though. Folks are really upset about this because it's undercutting the whole market, which is what free marketers do. Sorry, I'm very aggressive. There is a reason why just one ingredient, DNA Force, costs around $30,000 per batch. And, of course, that's what two of them I thought. Oh, those 14, whatever. This is the best. I think it's 14. I think it's a typo. This is the best quality and formulation available worldwide. DNA Force, well, no, actually, the batch has 2 kilos in it, so I guess that's right, sorry. The DNA Force is extremely hard to produce, and when we run out, we often are out of stock for months. It's going to be 5 weeks. I want everybody to try this amazing product, so we're dropping the price from our premium product by 25% for a limited time while supplies last. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and take advantage of the unprecedented special. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to Jakari Jackson. Jakari Jackson, tell us what's coming up next.
Well, we have a lot of news. Thank you, Alex. We're going to be talking about Kit Daniels' article, Backdoor Gun Confiscation, talking about how doctors, not just psychologists, are going to be screening adults for depression to see if they can take away their gun rights. Also, as you mentioned, David Knight and the crew, as well as Joe Biggs, are going to go up to Oregon to talk about the most recent situation going on up there. So if you've heard the commercials talking about the debates tomorrow in our coverage of that, we will be covering the debate, but David Knight and Joe Biggs will be on location. So talking about that, we'll also have clips from Donald Trump, who's saying he's not going to be at the debate. So we'll come back and talk about all that with Leanne McAdoo, as well as a special report from John Bound. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jakari, great job. But the 10 seconds we got, let me ask you, did we not call what was going to happen in Oregon? Is this not a tragedy?
I mean, definitely is a tragedy, and I hope they can have cooler heads prevail up there.
Looking sharp, Jakari. We'll be back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, there's a non-prescription formula that guys are racing to try. Peak Life Prostate. It's already taken Vitamin Shoppe by storm. But today, for the small cost of shipping and handling, you can try a free supply by calling the manufacturer directly. Peak Life Prostate does what too many brands can't. It reduces urges to urinate. It reduces waking at night to go, and it promotes a normal prostate size. If you dread long car rides because of urges to go, if you haven't had a full night's sleep in years, or if your romantic life is suffering because you're too tired for intimacy, then call now. Because you can try a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. For details, call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
And welcome
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jakari Jackson hosting this hour along with Leanne McAdoo. Now we have a bit of a programming note for you guys. You guys have probably heard the commercial we've been running. We have some breaking news that has switched the way things are going to run for the next couple of days. We're advertising that the debate coverage is going to be tomorrow night, which will continue, but originally we said David Knight and Joe Biggs were going to be here in studio. They're actually going to Oregon, so it'll be myself, Leanne, as well as the remaining crew here in the Infowars.com studio, and Joe Biggs and David Knight will be up in Oregon for that. But now let's talk about the debate coverage. I have Leanne here in studio, and one of the people who said that they're not going to be at this debate is Donald Trump. And we actually have a clip from Mr. Trump, if we could pull this up, where he's talking about his relationship with Fox News, how he does not trust Fox News, and in particular, Megyn Kelly.
I didn't like the fact that they sent out press releases talking about Putin and playing games. I don't know what games Roger Ailes is playing, but what's wrong over there? Something's wrong. But when they sent out that press release talking about, I said, what are these people playing games? So most likely, I won't be doing the debate. We'll have our own event. We'll raise some money for the Wounded Warriors. We'll raise money for the vets. But when they sent out the Wise Guy press releases a little while ago, I was all set to do the debate. I came here to do the debate. Megyn Kelly is a lightweight. This is a lightweight. This is not a reporter. This, to me, is just a lightweight. Megyn Kelly shouldn't be in the debate. I don't care about Megyn. When Megyn Kelly didn't ask me a question, she made a statement last time, I thought it was inappropriate. Everybody said I won the debate. Everybody said I won the last debate. They said I won all of the debates. We've had six debates now. Why should the networks continue getting rich on these debates?
All right, and there you have it right there, Leanne, saying that he's not a big fan of the way the debates are being handled. And, you know, I guess you could say that about any network. We've seen other debates on other channels where they definitely just straight up attack the guys. They're asking about fantasy football and all types of other stupidness. But what do you think about this most recent deal with Trump saying he just doesn't want to participate?
Well, and of course, they throw softballs to Hillary Clinton. Obama says he really likes you. What do you think about that, Hillary? You know, so it's completely biased, and he's not wrong. But we saw what happened with Rand Paul last time when he skipped the debate. He was the top trending thing on Twitter, and he wasn't even there. So I think this was, if he does, in fact, decide that he's not going to show up, I think this is a smart move by him. But let's all kind of take a step back here and look at what's going on behind the scene. Now, we reported on this yesterday about an insider who said, it doesn't matter about Trump, Hillary will win. Now, the reason why this is important is because this came from Martin Sorrell. He's a highly influential CEO. He has ties to Fox News. He's the chief executive officer of WPP PLC. So they have ties to Fox News, but their affiliates represent up to half of all Fox News ad revenue. Clients include Ford, GlaxoSmith, IBM, Microsoft, Nestle, Walmart, Unilever. So these are all people who spend millions of dollars every single month on Fox News advertising. So for him to come out and say this, but that's not it. We've also got another top Bilderberger who is the associate editor of the Financial Times, Martin Wolf, insisting that the global super elite must stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. He wrote this article called "The Economic Losers Are in Revolt Against the Elites," and he's basically telling his rich friends that we must stop Trump. So unless this is like some ultimate reverse psychology, because, you know, Trump himself is a billionaire, they're really afraid of him.
Yeah, and let me be very clear. I'm not on Team Trump, but I do think it's rather interesting how they continue to target this guy because they don't control him, you know, and so that's the big deal. He's not an establishment guy. They can't control him. They can't hold his leash, so they don't know exactly what he's going to do if he was to get into office. Now, on that, we also have another Trump clip when he's talking about how much support he has and how he could actually just walk up and shoot somebody in the head. And he still wouldn't lose any supporters. It's a very bold statement, but, you know, he seems to, in some people's eyes, to be able to do no wrong, you know, even if it's a controversial statement or a lot of times they take stuff out of context that he does say. I will give him that. Sometimes they just completely twist his words. But for the stuff he has said and people didn't like, it just doesn't seem to knock him down. Let's go ahead and see Donald Trump saying that he could shoot somebody and still get away with it.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Yeah, that is pretty incredible.
Trump, we love you too, man. Trump's voters are by far, you know, I'm at 68, 69%. I'm at 90% total. Like,
Yeah, definitely has a very passionate group of supporters. And I believe Richard Reeves is also going to be on the ground out there on our debate coverage, so you guys can tune in and watch that as well. But it's not just the Republicans in the race, Leanne. We also have the Democrats. We have a clip of Bernie Sanders that we will play when we come back after this break. And also, we can go ahead and start lining up the phone. We can get the number out, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That will get you up and on the air in the next segment. Stay tuned. Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo from the Infowars.com Command Center.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now that the Bill of Rights have been largely destroyed by our corporatized government, President Obama has decided to go for the meat of the American Constitution. The war powers of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the United States Constitution, sometimes referred to as the War Powers Clause, vests in the Congress the power to declare war.
This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the United States Constitution. Let's be clear about that. It is essentially a declaration of international martial law, a sweeping transfer of military power to the president that will allow him or her to send U.S. troops almost anywhere in the world for almost any reason with absolutely no limitations.
So while the East Coast was buried under record snowfall, Obama's faux Republican minions, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, scuttled another dangerous fast-track bill into the halls of the most hated Congress in U.S. history.
The legislation makes the unconstitutional Iraq War authorization of 2002 look like a walk in the park. It will allow this president and future presidents to wage war against ISIS without restrictions on time, geographic scope, or the use of ground troops. It is a completely open-ended authorization for the president to use the military as he wishes for as long as he or she wishes. Even President Obama has expressed concern over how willing Congress is to hand him unlimited power to wage war.
The Foreign Relations Committee, whose chair, Senator Bob Corker, suggested that a new authorization for use of military force was unlikely to happen, and that President Obama currently has the legal authority he needs. Corker's authority was bypassed by McConnell's treasonous fast track. And Senator Lindsey Graham bleated out to reporters, if the Democrats don't want to give this to Obama, then stand up and tell me why. There may be some people running for president as Republicans who don't want this. I would be astonished that anybody seeking to be commander-in-chief wouldn't want this power. It would allow the administration to fight the terror group ISIS wherever, whenever, and however. As if the real threat of ISIS was a mystery to the American people. Most Americans are fully aware that our greatest threat lies in Obama's policies regarding immigration. The bill isn't even warm yet, and Vice President Joe Biden is in Turkey cheerleading World War III, presenting both sides of the issue to Turkey and the American people.
Our allies in the region were our largest problem in Syria. The Turks were great friends, and I have a great relationship with Erdogan, which I just spent a lot of time with. They poured hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of tons of weapons into anyone who would fight against Assad. Except that the people who were being supplied were al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and the extremist elements of jihadis coming from other parts of the world.
Following World War II, the United States leadership has continually sought to foment and drive the industrial military complex machine into an unending, unconstitutional state of global war, creating the very enemies Obama's dictatorial powers would seek to suppress. We have finally reached the precipice of the total annihilation of the balance of powers that act as the foundation of our republic.
Let's not get involved in constitutional arguments.
President Obama is desperately attempting to disarm the public and re-engineer the United States into a lawless military state overseen by corrupt politicians on par with the horror south of our border. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another excellent report from John Bound, and those are the type of reports you get to see when you tune into the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Shakari Jackson, joined in studio with Leanne McAdoo. Now, we have several callers lined up, but I want to dovetail on what John Bound was saying, which actually ties into what Tim in California is going to say. But give us just 1 second here, Tim. He played the clip of the senator, I believe she is from Maryland, saying when she was talking about gun control and gun legislation, let's not get caught up on this constitutional argument. Let's not sit around and have a debate of whether or not new laws and regulations are going to violate that Constitution.
This pesky piece of paper.
You just need to wipe your behind with that piece of paper, I guess, is how they feel about it. And more on that, we have Kit Daniels' article, Backdoor Gun Control. Doctors, not just psychologists, to screen all adults for depression. Now, you know, you go into the doctor, you know, for whatever reason, you know, let's say you break your leg, whatever, and maybe you're a little depressed. You're a baseball player. Now you can't play. So you may be a little bit depressed by that. That could be a prereq to having your guns taken away. As far-fetched as that sounds, that's actually true now.
If you're a football player, you could not, you know, you have the mental issues there with the head trauma.
Yeah, you get a concussion.
Right.
And it's not just that. We see another article This is from Kit as well. A lawsuit: cops confiscate guns from vet diagnosed with insomnia for the most basic, you know, silly things. We've seen people at the VA being discriminated against just because they have somebody help them with their taxes. You know, they say you're mentally incompetent. A lot of people have people prepare their taxes. They have H&R Block and all manner of other agencies.
The tax code is really difficult to navigate. Most tax attorneys don't even know how to navigate the whole thing. But then we also have Don Salazar's article, City Demands Firearm Applicants Write an Essay Explaining Why They Need a Gun. So explain to me why you need your rights.
I want the people in that city to write an essay to me why they feel like violating my Second Amendment. Why do you think it's okay to violate my Second Amendment right? And give me that essay, and then I'll judge whether or not that's reasonable.
Because clearly you're going to get an F.
It's completely like, yeah, you tell me why you have to violate my rights, because somebody may do something someday.
Jakari, let's not have constitutional arguments.
Yeah, let's not have that constitutional argument. Now, Tim, I'm going to let you on the show. Tim from California, please do not give us your constitutional argument. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jakari.
Hey.
Oh, hey, wow. This is totally an honor to be on the air. I am part of the resistance. been part of the resistance before I knew what that meant.
All right.
Awesome.
What's on your mind today?
Just listening to up there in Oregon, what's going on. Sound to me, my opinion would be it's they probably did murder the guy. It's going to be one of those things to take our guns away, to just impose that martial law and say that us Americans are bad. And I see the writing on the wall, and I try to tell all my friends, and I am 100% this show, 100%, all or nothing. And I do my best to tell everybody, but, you know, I see it for what it is. Our leader will tell us that, oh, we got to take our guns. And we all know that guns is what keeps us safe from everything. And it's just an honor to be on this show.
Thank you, Tim. It's an honor to talk to you as well. And the thing about this is, yeah, it undoubtedly is going to be used to, like, this is why we need to take away your guns. This is why we need to have smart guns and all this other stuff. They will point to this, but the issue is, you know, you have so many other people who use their guns responsibly. And I'm not, you know, demonizing the people up there in Oregon, but it was always a tinderbox situation that could easily gone.
Well, that's what we said from day one. We were like, this is not well thought out. This isn't, you know, they have good heart, but this isn't the right time, especially with Obama coming out with his gun control push there with the State of the Union address. And, you know, I just like to point out that it's really obvious to see how well the divide and conquer has worked within this last year. Because if you go on Twitter and social media, when this man, you know, turns out that someone was killed, mm-hmm. everyone's like, yeah, that's what you deserve. White guy out there with a gun. If you point a weapon at a Fed, that's what you get. And first of all, so did your sources tell you that he pointed a weapon? And then they send me an article. It's like, authorities say this is how it went down. Okay. I'm like, all right, well, sources, give me some other sources. But then it's like you have the same people who are wanting people to rally around them. I just watched a video. A guy in Florida was there giving his testimony to the judge, and he was like, I'm sorry, I feared for my life. These cops were going to kill me. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were crooked cops, and this is why I felt like I needed to defend myself. And so people, you know, social justice warriors are rallying around him. Oh, yeah, he's crooked cops or whatever. But then if it's these white guys that they think are just trying to take the people's land. I'm sorry, when was the last time you went to federal lands and swam in the water and did whatever you wanted there? No, you can't. You got to get there before, you know, before the sun sets and get on out of there before the sun sets. So it's just, you know, and let's not forget, Oath Keepers went to Ferguson to protect black-owned businesses, mm-hmm. to educate those people on their Second Amendment rights, you know. But now it's like the tables have turned. The race, the divide and conquer has worked once again to keep us from fighting against the man.
I definitely agree with that. It's keep you distracted by, various issues that have nothing to do with the people that are at the top level. I agree with that 100%. Now, let's talk to Eric in West Virginia. You also have several topics you want to talk about. Again, for the sake of time, can you pick one? What is your most important topic, Eric?
Pick one right now is Donald Trump, and this is a huge red flag. On CBSNews.com right now, I shared it in the InfoWars Facebook group. He said that he doesn't like the idea of selling federally owned land because he feels that they should be the stewards of the land. Apparently, Donald Trump is not familiar with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and that the federal government's not supposed to own, you know, 30 miles of any property.
That is correct. Now, I'm not familiar with that article, but yeah, that is true what you say, that they're not supposed to own federal land. So you said that was on, CBS News. Donald Trump, don't hand federal lands to states. Wow. Yeah, that is, in my mind, that's a red flag.
He doesn't understand what's going on out there. And there's actually a really great article, John Rappaport. I'm going to try and get him on the show this week. I know he's a little tied up, but he poses this question. Is the Oregon standoff really about uranium? And talks about how the Clintons had their hands in selling the 20% of the uranium that's produced here in the U.S. now is in Putin's hands, actually. And, of course, all of these federal lands, federal land grabs, this is one of these mineral rights are one of the big clutches there that have to deal with these federal lands. Because, like I said, they always try to push this narrative that it's we the people's land and they're just the stewards of it. And no, it's not. They're like, we have Harry Reid selling that land there in Nevada, leasing it out to the Chinese so they can put solar farms on it.
Yeah.
Are we getting a pay cut of that? With
he says you're a domestic terrorist if you go out there and oppose these guys. And the issue with Harry Reid out there is he was saying these guys are domestic terrorists because they want to protect their cattle. Meanwhile, BLM is shooting the cattle in the head and throwing them in a ditch and saying that they're the ones out there fighting for conservation.
Or saying, oh, we don't have the food to feed all the turtles that we said we needed to, you know, have this land.
The turtles were eating
desert
the cow
tortoise.
You know, it's completely ridiculous. Thank you so much, Eric. Now, I am going to jump here a little bit. We see a call from Felicia in Oregon. She says she is a Oath Keeper member. So go ahead, Felicia, and tell us your thoughts on the Oregon situation.
Actually, I attend the meetings. I'm not a formal member.
Okay.
And actually, some of the things you guys aren't reporting on is there's a group of, like, the Pacific Northwest Patriots, the Idaho 3%, and more recently, the Oath Keepers have a perimeter around that refuge, and they've actually had face-to-face combats with the feds, not combats, but, you know, talking,
okay,
saying that they would protect the people from them and the feds from the people. And this can be seen online. It's been recorded by people that were in on it. And this isn't be reported. And I'm so afraid for my friends that are up there because these
are. Do you have, is it on a YYouTube page or something else that people can access?
It's on Pete Santilli. You can pick it up on Pete Santilli. They had someone in there recording that transaction.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Felicia. All right. And let's see. Let's go on to another caller. We have Zen Girl in Florida. You want to talk about the debates and also Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I have been a longtime listener and a devotee of Alex Jones, InfoWars, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Anyway, I'm calling because I feel that even though I like Trump and many of his attributes, he really came out with a stupid statement when he said he could stand in the middle of Times Square and shoot somebody and he would still have all his followers. I think that's a very bad statement to make. It really sets the precedent of how low he's willing to go. He just is full of himself. And don't get me wrong, of everybody up there, he's the only one that I would consider voting for. But I just thought that was just out of line. I don't
right.
know. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's definitely known for making some outrageous statements, which the people were really attracted to. But there is a fine line that you can't cross. Nobody likes hubris. Nobody wants to start seeing the Obama smirk in Donald Trump. Then they're going to just realize, oh, wow, we're just voting for another populist leader here. So I agree with you. I think he kind of needs to tone it down a little bit, as you know, if you're going to have that kind of narcissism, I believe.
Well, thank you so much, Zen Girl. And like I said, I don't agree with everything Trump says. You know, there's some things I do agree with, some things I do not. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in California. You also want to talk about the Oregon standoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Jacari. Thanks for taking my call. Leanne highlighted what I was going to say earlier. Thanks for that. When I read about that story on John Rappaport's site, I can't remember the exact name of the company. It was a Canadian mining company, and it was sold to the Russians. And I think the deal may have even been brokered through the Clinton Foundation and some Canadian government officials. I'm not quite sure. Forgive me.
Well, she was the Secretary of State. She was the Secretary of State who had to authorize that transaction because uranium is that could be a security threat. So she signed off on the deal. But go ahead.
Right. No, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thanks for taking my call on that. And just piggybacking off of what the previous caller said about Donald Trump, you know, I have been having some issues with, you know, some of the things that he says and some of the things that he does, but I still do believe that he's the best candidate out of all the candidates out there. So unfortunately, we've just been placed in a situation where we've got to pick from, you know, the best, worst things is even with regard to our country, you know, whether it's at a local level, a state level, a federal level. Everything's so entangled, all the corruption, you're just forced to pick the best out of the worst situation. So
yeah, you're trying to pick the lesser two evils. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Joseph.
I agree with you. And then if you think about it, the CBS News just released an article entitled, Americans Hate the U.S. Government More Than Ever. And it's true. I mean, you see the polls. It's just historical lows on trust. We don't think they're competent, and yet all of a sudden we're getting these calls for a constitutional convention. Let's amend. We don't want you touching anything. Nobody trusts you.
All right, let's real quick. I'm going to try to jam in Jerry in Florida. You actually want to talk about a constitutional convention very quickly, sir.
Yeah. Listen, that thought actually scares me to death. But a virtual one, I guess, isn't so bad. The problem is I think that one of the people that's selling it is pretty misinformed. Yesterday, when he was talking to Alex, he said that one of his compatriots, Mark Levine, would be...
Hold on to that thought. We'll come back to you after this break. We'll let you finish up. Stay tuned. This is Jakari Jackson in the InfoWars Command Center. We'll be back right after this break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
scraps. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Alex Jones Show today. Before we finish up with our callers, we want to remind you about a special at InfoWarsShop.com. For a limited time, you can get our flagship nutraceutical DNA Force for 25% off while supplies last. We did extensive research to design this formulation for maximum impact. It includes patented ingredients and lab quality ingredients as well. DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies by major respected researchers. It is known as one of the most powerful antioxidants that protects your cells from free radicals. CoQ10 is essential for basic cell function and is a primary building block of life. So you can get all those great things when you get DNA Force available in the InfoWars shop. Now, with the time we have, we're going to finish up with our caller, Jerry. You were speaking about a virtual constitutional convention. Go ahead and finish your thought on that.
Yeah, I'll try to be real quick about this. A real concern with all the stuff of provocateurs and everything. And the guy that was on yesterday had mentioned called a guy named Mark Levine, one of Alex Jones's compatriots. Yeah, this is a guy that said he wanted Netanyahu to be our president in 13. He's called Lou Rockwell anti-Semitic. He's called Ron Paul a racist. He's called Tom Woods a neo-Confederate. I'm just thinking that, you know, I just worry about a guy that says, you know, we should have this great, you know, virtual constitutional convention, and this is one of the head guys we should invite.
Yeah, I do agree with when you talk about the constitutional convention. Like I've heard David Knight say, it's not an issue with the Constitution. It's an issue getting people to follow the Constitution.
Right.
You can add anything else you want to it, but they won't follow the Bill of Rights. You know, you can add whatever. It doesn't mean it's going to be followed. I agree with that statement there, Jerry. All right, let's move on now to this been holding the longest. Stephen in Florida, you want to talk about Trump? Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Leanne and Jakari. Here's what I want to say. I brought this up to Alex months ago. You know, there's a few issues. A couple of them have been mentioned on InfoWars, but one's not really being talked about by Alex or anybody else as far as Trump's concerned. Now, the issues about, I remember early on, Alex was saying he had a problem with Trump because of his connection with casinos. And I have a major problem with that, too, because it's well known that usually those are run by organized crime and they cause poverty and a lot of other problems, and it's just not a good thing. Also, the issue of eminent domain, how Trump has used that to legally steal people's property, and that's a fact. And I wish he would have confronted him about that when he had him on his show. But the main thing I want to say, as a Christian, that I have the problem with Trump about is the fact that this man is an adulterer. And therefore, if his wife cannot trust him, how can I, as a voter and an American citizen, and like a pastor I heard say a long time ago, it's not the economy, stupid, it's about character. And that is what Donald Trump is lacking. I think he's a showman, even though he's got a lot of good things to say. But still, I think he's really capitalizing on this whole thing, even though he has some definite interest about America, for his own personal interest, because the man is an egotist, and the fact that he has no shame whatsoever in what he's done with his family situation, to me, speaks volumes more than anything else he has to say that's good.
Thank you so much, Stephen. You know, like I said, I'm not on Team Trump. I have my issues with him as well. I'm sure anybody could list a few things they don't like about him. Real quick, we're going to go to our last caller. Let's go to John in Florida. You got 40 seconds or so. Go ahead.
Hi, I listened to you guys show for a while, and regarding the Oregon standoff, do you guys think they should stand down
and just follow the cops' orders, because that's what everyone said that when the cops...
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have showed up there in the first place, personally. You know, you're showing up to a situation where you're not being asked to assist. And once again, you know, I'm a supporter of, you know, the right to gather, the right to bear arms and all that stuff, but it wasn't the time or place because they just really weren't invited there in the first place. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the InfoWars Nightly News. Tonight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and the InfoWars.com studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.